Hi my loves, for this video I'm going to talk about all of the ways that I have used when I wanted to take back my power. So this is going to be a very personal video, but I feel like it's my duty to channel my pain in a way that's going to benefit others, because if I went through it the hard way, I sure as hell don't want anyone else going through everything that I went through without really getting a different perspective of it. So it's basically just to spare you some pain. So I figured, what better way to really harness that power now that you're all healed, now that you're creating, than to really not heal anymore, to really just be in your power, to step into that power that is you. So without further ado, let's just dive right into what I'm about to say and all the ways that you can take back your power. So for the first one, we're going to fake it till we make it. Now this one ties into the law of assumption that I know is trending all over social media lately, but it's so crucial to reprogramming that subconscious mind of yours that is so stubborn and probably harnessing so much power that's not yours. So we're going to fake it till we make it. But in order for us to do that, we have to really resonate with what it is that we're saying, with what we're affirming. So you can say, I'm so pretty as much as you want, or I'm so smart, I'm a money magnet, all of that. But if you're not resonating with it, if you're not feeling what you're saying, then you might as well not even say it, because it's not doing you any good. So that's the whole key to basically living. You have to feel that what you're saying and what you're doing is worth it. Your nervous system sort of has to have like this aha moment whenever you say something. It has to like feel alive, so to speak. So try coming up with different phrases, different words that feel good for you. I know personally whenever I started the whole fake it till you make it thing, I hated the I'm good enough talk, because I was struggling with feeling good enough. So every time I'd hear people say, just say you're good enough, just say I'm deserving, it was like, okay, I'm saying it, but nothing's happening. And then it's only when I started getting to like the root of why I wasn't feeling good enough that it started like clicking more. Now my root, in case anyone else is going through it, my root to not feeling good enough was that I always felt undervalued. Like it had nothing really to do with like my confidence. If anything, I think it was the opposite. I think my undervalue and my not good enough stemmed from me knowing that I deserved better, and I was just stuck in such a low space, such a low vibrational moment, that no matter what I did, I just felt undervalued. And because I felt undervalued, I felt not good enough. Because if I was feeling good enough, then I would be in a different environment, I would be in a different space, a different setting, a different feeling, I would just be in a different environment. So once I really like healed like the deeper root of all of my not good enough feelings, that's when I started to notice a new shift happening. So I didn't really say I'm good enough in my brain, I switched it up. And that's what I want you guys to do. So first, fake it till you make it. Say whatever affirmations you think that you need the work on. It could be, I'm beautiful, if you struggle with your feeling beautiful. But also like have a twist to that. So instead of saying, I am beautiful, you could say, I am the most gorgeous being alive. Like have fun with it. Say whatever feels good to you. You don't have to just say generic words that everyone's saying. You have to make it something that's unique to you. So that's two. And then I think the third one that I was saying was getting to the root of why you don't feel like step two was beneficial. So step three is basically like me talking about my good and not feeling good enough. But then step three is whenever I said I don't feel valued. So that could be the root, like me feeling undervalued. The next one is going to be more painful. It's going to require you to go back in time and go back to your childhood. So this one's going to be It's going to be fixing all of that conditioning that you were probably projected on when you were a child. You're going to have to go back to instances of when you were abused or watched abuse or anything that's impacted who you are right now that you're wanting to heal from. This is not something that I just say, oh, you can do it like right now. This requires a lot of patience for yourself, because to do this, you're also healing your inner child. And something that I read was, your inner child wants you to validate her or him the way that they never felt validated growing up. Now, because I'm filming this during Leo season is all about fixing, not fixing, but healing that inner child in you. So think of it like, if you're doing the work right now or whenever you're watching this, think of it as in you are a Leo, even if you're not a Leo, even if you hate Leos, just really think that you have a Leo energy to you. Well, think of you when you're doing all of this childhood healing, all of this reprogramming, really remember that you are as fierce as a lion. You have everything that it takes to get through this, because you deserve to heal. You deserve to get through this. You deserve to feel better. You deserve to not be in this energy that's just bringing you down. So, with that in mind, this is where journaling is really beneficial. I'm going to show you some pages of my journaling that are just from 2 weeks. It's just 2 weeks of journaling. But like I said, I probably didn't say this, but I journal a lot. Like, everything I'm thinking, no matter how ugly it is, I'm just journaling it. Because I personally do not want anything disgusting, anything gross, anything hateful living in my brain. Because I've made my space in there super kind. I've made it sweet. I've made it loving. Of course, there's still times when I have to, like, do the opposite, because I have to cry and feel sad. I'm not like a robot, but that's what I have my journal for, because I've tried to program myself into doing things smarter and not necessarily more stressful. So if I'm feeling sad, why would I put myself through more misery when I could just put the misery in my journal? So I'll show you a couple of pages in here. I'm not gonna show you like the direct wording, but I'll show you a couple. Yeah, okay, here we go. Wait. Hold on. This is just 2 weeks. Or less than 2 weeks. But that's the whole message. Journaling everything that you're feeling. Especially if you're doing deep work, like going back to your childhood or any abusive situations that you're wanting to heal from, because it's not going to be easy, I'm sorry to say, but that's why you have that Leo spark in you that I just told you about, because I'm a Leo, I'm a diehard Leo, I have like 9 Leo placements in my chart, so I'm a Leo girl, so but yeah, so just journal everything that comes up. You could even rip the journal. You could even, like, cut the journal however you want. So literally just make that journal your, I don't want to say the B word, but make that journal your B word. Now, with that in mind, you should also, because I know in one page, I like, for your journaling, I'll give you some journaling ideas. You could talk to your inner child. You could talk to people who hurt you. You could even write self-forgiveness to yourself for putting yourself through all of that. You could come up with a script of what it is that you want those people to say to you, even if they probably never will, which sometimes is a sad reality. Because I know in my chapters, in my journaling chapters, I have like certain people apologizing to me. And they're, like, dead now. But, like, that's just the thing that I want them to say to me. Even though there's no way they can say it to me. And so, by journaling, it just makes me feel like I'm not alone. Whenever I'm processing my childhood issues or healing my childhood pain. Now, for my third method, this one is probably my favorite method because, unlike journaling and, you know, faking it till you make it, this one's actually letting those emotions, all of that processing that you just went through and did, you're going to give it a place to flow, a place to go. So this is where you're going to be in tune with your sensuality. You're going to just get your body moving, get your body flowing, have your heart open so all of that pain has a place to exit. Some of my personal favorites, you could do Zumba classes, you could dance in your room, you could set the mood with your lover and just get your body flowing. You could even light up some candles and just have a dance party in your room if you want. Just really just get that movement going. So sensuality is super big because not only are you taking back the pleasure that is yours in birthright, it's literally yours, but you're giving it a new frame. You're framing it in a new perspective. So let's say, for example, let's take my example, because I don't know anyone else's example, so let's just do my personal experiences. When I was younger, I was abused. It's all right, don't worry about it. But I was abused. Now, taking back my sensuality, in this case my pleasure, it was so crucial because it meant that my body was mine. It wasn't anybody else's. It wasn't what was done to me. It was just me. I was in my body. Nothing else mattered. It was just me in control of my body. So that's how I took back my power. Now, this can look different for everybody. A lot of people, they will act on their hurt. They'll act on their wounds, as opposed to their actual pleasure. So for example, I'm gonna use code words right now because I don't want to get flagged on my YouTube, but let's say for example somebody is excessively going on dates with a magnitude of different people every day, every night, every, you know, the case, it's just excessive. Now they're doing this because they're coming from a place of wounded energy, but they think it's because they're liberating themselves. So in a way, they think that they're reclaiming their power. They think that by doing all of this, it's making them more secure and powerful because it's their decision. Now, this can look different for everybody. I don't know the situation, but this is just examples that I have been in before I was in this healing energy. So to go from all of that excessiveness to just grounding yourself in your pleasure for who you are and not for what other people want or do, but really grounding yourself and knowing that you are valued, you are worthy of more, you deserve better, you deserve more, that is where real liberation, real pleasure comes from. It doesn't come from seeking external validation from other people, from other things, from careers, jobs, anything. It only comes from the pleasure inside of you already. That is your birthright. You can do whatever you want as long as you feel secure in yourself. As long as you're doing it with yourself in mind and not just self-destructing your path, basically. I speak with my hands, so that's why my hands are always But, yeah, so method one was faking it till you make it. The second one was journaling, your shadow work, your healing process. And the third one was the flow. So taking back your sensuality, taking back that pleasure, but in a way that feels healthy and safe for you. So, yeah. And with that third method in mind, I also want to add that you want to feel safe. That's the whole point of healing. You want to feel safe in yourself. So if you are going to go beyond yourself, if you're going to go beyond your pleasure and do things that really don't feel pleasurable to you, but you just want to do it to appease other people, you're giving away your power. And that is not what we want. We want to take back our power. You can take your power back from doing the shadow work, the healing, the confidence building, the being comfortable in your body, moving your body, feeling safe and secure in your body, not giving our power, pleasure, our body away just like that. We are a temple. We are so sacred. We literally are so powerful that I don't think a lot of, I wish more people, more women, more girls knew that the power that we have is untouchable. It's unstoppable. Really harness that power. There's so many videos on YouTube beyond this one that talk about your power, how to really harness it more in depth, how to really liberate yourself so that you don't even need external validation anymore. The only validation you need comes from you, and that's it. That's why self-love is so important, and that's why the confidence building, in my first method, the fake it till you make it, was my number one. Because you can't have that pleasure without the self-love component of feeling confident in yourself. Alright, my loves, that is all I have for you today. But before I really go, I want to end this video off by saying that to do this is not easy work. But the fact that you're here and watching and listening and wanting to make a change for yourself is so incredible. Like, you should be so proud of yourself. I'm so proud of you. You know, I don't know you, and you know, but that's okay, because to do this is so friggin' amazing. Like, you were so brave and you were so resilient and strong, and no matter what you went through in your life, no matter what you had to overcome and be and do and none of that, I will never judge you. You were so perfect because you were taking such brave actions right now. Like, you think anybody wants to heal and go back to their childhood, let alone relive it? No. A lot of people, they're in their comfort zone. But the fact that you are here listening to me chit-chat for however long this video is just speaks volumes. Like, you are so, you're so incredible. You should literally feel incredible. Like, you should feel so proud of yourself the way I am. Anyways, that's all I have for you right now. I loved making this video. I honestly felt like I was empowering people, and I was empowering myself in the same breath. You know, like, my inner child right now, she's just running rampant in my body saying, oh yes, let's say this, let's do that. So everything that I was talking about today, I honestly think it's like my inner child speaking to you. Not to sound cliche, but yeah. All right, thank you. Bye, guys.